A prayer for the children of Israel.
Salvation.
To him who loved us and washed us from our sins in his own blood, and has made us kings and priests to his God and Father, to him be glory and dominion forever and ever, as a king abiding in and one with the King of Kings, in the authority given to us, in the name of Jesus Christ, we speak words of life over the children of Israel. We call all those the Lord God chose before the foundation of the world, that they should be holy and without blame before him in love, having predestined them to adoption as sons by Jesus Christ to himself, according to the good pleasure of his will, to the praise of the glory of his grace, by which he has made them accepted in the beloved. They are the inheritance of our Lord Jesus Christ, and we are joint heirs with Jesus Christ. So we call them our beloved children. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come into the heart of our children and their bloodline. Your will be done in the life of our children and their bloodline on earth as it is in heaven. As an ambassador of Christ, abiding in Christ and one with him, we come into agreement with our Father in heaven, the Spirit of truth and the Word of life. In him who is true, in his Son, Jesus Christ, we give thanks to the Lord, the living God, the true God, the everlasting King, our righteous Father, for our children, their posterity, their house, their entire family, and their nation, for the saints, for the leaders that God has raised up on their behalf, and for all men, as a vessel of mercy, so that Christ might make known to them the riches of his glory. We go up into the gaps to stand in battle on the day of the Lord, to build a wall for our children, their posterity, their house, for their entire family, their friends, neighbors, and countrymen, and their entire nation, for all the brethren, all those called by the name of the Lord, for the leaders of their nation, and all the leaders throughout the world, all those that influence the well-being of God's people, and all the people of their nation, and all men, so that our children and their family may lead a quiet and peaceful life. Life in all godliness and reverence. In the name of Jesus Christ, we proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord and the day of vengeance of our God. We stand and rejoice in the hope of the glory of God. It is written, the things that we speak and pray for our children, their family, and their nation. For these words are true and faithful, and they are the true sayings of God. The word of God is true, pure, proven, and eternal. For heaven and earth will pass away, but God's word will by no means pass away. It is living and powerful. It searches the hearts of man like a two-edged sword, piercing even to the division of soul and spirit, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart, and nothing is hidden from his sight, the Mighty One, the Ancient of Days, the Holy One of Israel. The words that Christ through us speaks to our children and their nation are spirit, and they are life. Thanks be to God who gives them the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. We don't come to the Father in heaven based on our own worthiness or on the worthiness of our children and their family. Abiding in God and abiding in his love, we come to God's throne of grace on the merits of his Son, Jesus Christ of Nazareth, and the blood that he shed. In the name of Jesus Christ, who upholds all things by the word of his power, as a fellow worker in Christ Jesus, abiding in him and born of him, we come boldly to the throne of grace and obtain mercy and find grace for our children and their entire house, all of their people on every side, all of their family, all of their blood from the beginning of time until the end of time, all those by adoption and all those by marriage, all their natural seed and all of their spiritual seed, and their entire nation. Grace to our children and their family, and peace from the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who gave himself for their sins, that he might deliver our children from this present evil age, according to the will of our God and Father, to whom be glory forever and ever. For in you, O Lord, we hope. You will hear, O Lord our God. Hear us, lest they rejoice over our children and their nation. Lest, when their foot slips, they magnify themselves against our children. Hear our prayer, O Lord, and give ear to our cry. Do not be silent at our tears, for they were once a stranger with you, a sojourner, as all our fathers were. But now, in Christ Jesus, our children, who once was far off, has been brought near by the blood of Christ. We wait patiently for the Lord, and he inclines to our children and hears our cry. Therefore, we are asking in the name of Jesus Christ, the Prince of Life, that our children and their family know his salvation. that our children and their people will position themselves and stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. Every valley shall be filled, and every mountain and hill brought low, and the crooked places shall be made straight, and the rough ways made smooth, and all of their flesh shall see the salvation of God, whether they be far or whether they be near. Today salvation has come to their house and their nation, for the Son of Man has come to seek and to save that which was lost. We give thanks to God for our children and their family. They are beloved by the Lord, because God from the beginning chose our children and their family for salvation through sanctification by the Spirit and belief in the truth. Through the tender mercy of our God, with which the day spring from on high has visited our children and their family, to give light to those who sit in darkness and the shadow
of death,
to guide their feet into the way of peace. In the name of Jesus Christ, firstborn of all creation, may the Lord our God, our banner of victory, our miracle, our protection, send His Holy Spirit to lead our children and their people out of the darkness and into the light of life, to wake those who sleep, for their salvation is near. In Christ we pray that the God of our salvation will bring our children and their people out of the darkness and the valley of the shadow of death, and break their chains in pieces. Those among them who walk in darkness will see a great light. Those who dwell in the land of the shadow of death, upon them a light is shined. It shall come to pass in that day that their burdens will be taken away from their shoulders, and Satan's yoke from their necks, and the yoke will be destroyed because of the anointing oil. In Christ we pray that our children and their people will stand fast and obtain the salvation which is in Christ Jesus with eternal glory. With joy may our children and their family draw water from the wells of salvation. May they and their people take the water of life freely. Jesus Christ is the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. He will give of the fountain of the water of life freely to him who thirsts. Hallelujah! Salvation and glory and honor and power to the Lord our God. In the name of Jesus Christ, the great shepherd of the sheep, through the blood of the everlasting covenant, arise, O Lord, save our children, O my God, for God has struck all our enemies on the cheekbone. He has broken the teeth of the ungodly. Salvation belongs to the Lord. His blessing is upon our children and their house and their nation. In Christ we pray that our children and their people will trust in His mercy. For the Lord is their strength and song. The Lord is their rock, their fortress, and the deliverer, the God of their strength. In Him they shall trust, their shield and the horn of their salvation, their stronghold and their refuge, their Savior. May our children and their people rejoice in His salvation for themselves and their house. For they are with God. He has made with them and their house an everlasting covenant, ordered in all things and secure. He will make our children and their house increase. The Lord has given to our children and their house the shield of His salvation. His right hand has held them up. His gentleness has made them great. He enlarged their path under them so that their feet will not slip. In Christ we ask, in the name of Jesus Christ, that the God of our strength will